we're in Shin Lamed Dalet, the halachas of a fire on Shabbos, Cholila. We're up to Siv Gimel, and we'll be going through Siv Tes. Siv Gimel. So we said that the house that's actually burning, Chazal, were only matter saving into a chotzer the food of three meals. Hitzel pas nekiya. What happens if he saved clean bread, white bread? Lo yatzel pas hadra. He should not go and save brown bread. Pirish pas shenitel hadra. Dainu pas subin. It includes the bran. Aval ipcheshari. But the other way around is mutter. So what does that mean? So the halacha is like this. Anybody can save a Muslim gimel sudas, including someone who's fasting because of low plug. When a person takes out brown bread, he can then say, you know, I changed my mind, I want white bread. And he can this way carry out both. But if he saved white bread already, he can't say he wants brown bread. Similarly, you're allowed to lechatchila take out one kind of food and say, you know something, I want a different food. So there you're allowed to be ma'arim, you're allowed to do a harama to save all these things from burning. Siv dalet. Matzilim Yom Kippur l'Shabbos, avalom Shabbos l'Yom HaKippur. You can save on Yom Kippur for Shabbos, but not from Shabbos to Yom Kippur, because Shabbos has more Kedusha. Lo Shabbos to Yom Kippur v'yontif. Also, yontif is not as, you cannot save on Shabbos for yontif. V'lo l'Shabbos haba'a, not from one Shabbos to another, because there's chol in between. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that Shabbos and Yom Kippur never fall out next to each other anyway. But what he means is, if you're going to go wait till after Yom Kippur for Shabbos, say Yom Kippur was on Thursday, and you won't have any food for Shabbos, so that's mutter. But to save from Shabbos to Yom Kippur, that not. Avol mi Yom Kippur l'motzi Yom Kippur matzil mozen suda achas. Chazal, we saw this in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Chazal were matir saving one suda matzil Yom Kippur. Further, sifhei, matzilin l'cholov l'zokin v'l'ravson kebenoni. The amount that we consider as part of a suda is the amount that a normal person, normal healthy person eats, even though the person here happens to be old and frail and eats very slowly and eats very little. Sivvav, havadein matzil l'mozen gimel sudas hanodafke b'shnei kelim. You cannot be matzil more than three sudas if it's more than one keli. Aval b'kli echad, if you have one container that's holding a lot of food, matzil afilu yesh bo mea sudas. You can save it even though that has 100 sudas. Vafilu piris taliso v'kipo v'hevi l'tocho v'chazo v'kipo v'hevi l'tocho muter. You're allowed to go and cover them in your talis and carry them in. Kivin shumotzi akol b'pamachas. Next, if Zion muter latsa klei tashmisho atzrichem lo sayom kagon kosas v'kitonias. You are allowed to save glasses, drinking glasses, that is. You're allowed to save plates, bowls, your cutlery, the silverware you're allowed to save, anything that you may use, you're allowed to save. They're all part of the suda. V'lovish kol mashiachal ilbo sifches. You wear whatever you can wear. Umotzi uposhit v'chozer v'lovish umotzi uposhit. You're allowed to come back and forth and keep putting on different clothes. V'yesh mishomer shein alovish umotzi ala pamachas bilvat. Some say you can only do it once. We don't paskin like them. Now, why is this mutter in clothing and not in anything else? Because in clothing they have you taking it out derech levisha. Whereas in food, they have you carry it out by hand. The halachi is like the first shita. The halachi is that you're actually allowed to come back and forth and keep putting on more clothes. Siftes. V'omer l'acherim bo v'atzilu. And you tell others, come and save. Bo v'atzilu lochem. Kol echad mosin shalosh sudas. With food, you tell every one of them, you can't save for me, but you can save for yourselves. V'yecholim lilbosh kol ma shiyochlu lilbosh. Now, for Levisha, it doesn't say that you have to say bo v'atzilu lochem. They can just come and wear whatever they can. Because even though they wear matar for others when it came to the food, when it comes to clothing that they're being worn, that they can. Vim rotzim, since he said hatzilu lochem, zochin bo min hefker. So it's theirs. Kevin shomer hatzilu lochem. But in clothing, where you don't say hatzilu lochem, the halacha is that they cannot keep it. Vim einim rotzim lezakos, if they don't want to keep, they don't want to keep it. Ela rotzim lazir lekabel schar latzalosim or shus biyodam. They're allowed to ask for pay for it. V'lo hev eschar Shabbos, and it's not called eschar Shabbos. The halacha is like this. If they gave it back already, they cannot ask for money. If they didn't give it back already, then they can ask for money. The Mishnah Berurah says that a chassid should still not take the money. It's still not glot.